Welcome.
Hello.
This is a homage to Tales of the Crypt.
No,
it's not.
Is that a real thing?
We're not doing that. Do you not want to talk about your girly voice this time?
I don't have that.
Okay. Well, then we're going to talk about AOU.
Things that weren't good.
I mean, it was awesome. I loved it. Every minute of it.
Well, the first issue was all right.
Can they know if this is sarcasm? Do they know what sarcasm is?
I hope so. I don't know.
No, I did hate it. I felt like it was... How much was it? $3.99 an issue? 10 issues?
Wasn't the last one more?
No.
Or was the first
Don't make one? Me get up and walk.
No, I probably wasn't. $4 is still ridiculous.
$4 times 10 is $40. I mean, obviously you get a discount. But that is $40 of my money that could have went to something better that's not a Batman book. We'll get to that later.
Well, but realistically, it started out alright. I mean, the first issue's when the world was just destroyed and...
I liked the concept, and I liked when Vision was in control of it. I wish they would have kept Vision in control of it. If Vision would have been the monster and the mastermind behind this all, it would have been such a twist on the whole story.
Yeah, and they had to give She-Hulk that horrible butch haircut, and...
That's just... I think that's Bendis. You just need to blame Bendis
for that.
Put
a sour taste in my mouth in the very beginning. And then that part where Luke Cage is in... He crawled his way from Manhattan to the Savage Land... And just died in a tent after Emma Stone read his mind. He just died. I don't...
For some reason, it reminded me of that scene in Signs when the ladies... It was in Signs when the ladies crush him between the car and the boulder.
Yeah.
And, like, they can't move her. She'll die just to give her final words to her husband. I don't know. That's what it reminded me of. But I feel like the first three issues of Age of Ultron, they built something up. And then they said, you know what? We're not doing that. We'll do something else. And then the next three issues, they built something up, and then it was gone. And then they did the same again until the 10th issue, which kind of just said, hey, we don't care about anything we did. Angela's in the Marvel Universe now.
Well, but look, the first issues, they had that going with Moon Knight and Black Widow and Red Hulk.
Yeah, I remember before this reading that Moon Knight was going to be a big part of this.
I don't even know what he did. Didn't they stole Ultron's
head? He had a gun.
Head.
He had a gun for like 5 minutes.
That's it.
First issue.
Nothing happened. Like, I don't even know what happened to Moon Knight.
The tie-ins were far better than the actual series.
Yeah, that Spider-Man tie-in was good.
The Avengers Assemble one in Britain, which I think was the weakest, was still good.
Fantastic Four one was good. That got me the feels.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like it was good as a premise, and it was good as an idea, but it wasn't good for a series alone. At least not 10 issues. I could have seen this being like a 5-issue series. 5 issues would have been enough for this.
And nothing was resolved. Like, what happened to She-Hulk?
She's dead.
A nuclear bomb won't kill She-Hulk, realistically.
Nothing can kill Luke Cage.
Well...
What's supposed to kill Luke Cage? Nothing. Isn't he, like, impermeable?
He's just... What's the correct
word? It's because he lost
it's his
the
skin.
Tiara.
He has super skin.
It's because he lost the Tiara. If he still had the Tiara, he would be fine.
It's all about that. Bald Luke Cage doesn't add up, you know?
He's coming back. Oh, that new Black Avengers series.
Let's not talk about that right now.
Yeah, that's gone.
I can't.
But continuing from Avengers of Ultron, we're going to talk about whether we think Marvel needs a reboot. Because it seemed like what they promoted was that Age of Ultron was supposed to be a game changer for the whole Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and now there's Angela. Well, that changed everything. I mean, is she a cosmic level threat? Is she a threat? Like,
didn't she come like riding in on like white tigers in space?
No, she came in with that giant skull thing.
Like Lobo.
Oh God, let's leave Lobo out.
That was in 52 when he was hunting the eyeball or he had the eyeball. Either way, for some reason in my head I could see the spread. You just read it more easily than I did though, so I just for some reason I see her holding like two reins. Of two white, like, tigers. And, like, Siegfried and Roy were with her.
Did you read that book at all?
Maybe not.
You're probably better off not.
I was probably too bitter once I got past the fact that they didn't really explain anything. It was basically just a promotion for two other books. It's 10 issues of promotions.
Yeah, and...
Might as well pick up Elle magazine. Just all promotions.
What's happened with that Miles Morales or whatever?
Galactus is going to take on the Ultimate Universe, is what I got from it.
There's not a Galactus in the Ultimate Universe? Like,
I don't think there was.
I never read any Ultimate Universe.
But see, he's the World Eater. So, because he can travel the cosmos, Can he just travel between dimensions as well? Because he could just travel through black holes. Or was he just a 616 guy?
He might, I don't know. Maybe there's, like,
different galactuses. Did any cosmic characters ever just travel between worlds? I mean, Thanos did whatever he wanted when he had the Infinity Gauntlet. But that's a different story than if you're Galactus, who's the World Eater. Although he was around before the world was created. How is this us talking about a reboot?
I don't know, but Marvel has that whole sliding timeline, you know? And I just don't... I don't like it, you know?
You don't feel that Marvel Now was a reboot at all?
No, because...
Even though they didn't call it that?
But it's still... Like, from what I gather, the Marvel timeline is based on Franklin. In the Age of Franklin, you add a couple years to that, and you subtract that, and that's when everything started. Like, when Iron Man got a suit, when Hank Pym and them invented the Pym particles. Except for, like, key things, like, no matter what, Captain America was in World War II. You can't change that. But, like, when the Avengers pulled him out of the ice, was only, like, 13, 11 years ago.
I don't know. I feel like no matter what they do, though, it could never get as messed up as the DCU was. I feel like it's still an easier universe to tackle. It's an easier universe to understand, even now, with all the things that have happened. Does Franklin Richards really confuse the shit out of me sometimes? Yes. Are there characters that are going to confuse everybody, like Kang? Yes.
Kang is just another...
He's a whole family of ridiculousness.
He's just a family of one guy. It's
Yeah, but they are a family. You can call them a family because I'm pretty sure... Is Ramatut from the different world?
What do you mean?
Like, Kang was from the alternate universe, the 6113 or whatever. And even though Ramatut is his future self, is he his future self from another timeline?
I think it is. I think after Kang conquered, the year 3000, he got bored, so he went back in time as Ramatut.
See, I thought he was just traveling and he crashed in Egypt and took the mantle of Ramatut.
I think he went back. I mean, that was a Fantastic Four issue. That's early.
Well, Ramatut is a future version of Kang, so it couldn't have been... Actually, it's what you're saying is it's an older version of him going back in time.
Yes.
But wasn't it Egypt in, like, 2900? And he was from, like, the year 3000? Like, it wasn't, like, ancient Egypt. I thought it was, like, 2900.
Well, no, 3000 AD, not BC.
Yeah. So I didn't think he went back... Did he go back to 2900 BC?
Yeah. Is what I gathered.
Wow.
But I'm not sure, because then
And Immortus is just both of them older.
After he realized that he messed up everything, he tries to fix it, I guess.
See, maybe they just need to reboot the Marvel Universe and make it Kang's universe. And just explain him off the bat, and then nobody will question it.
But in Uncanny Avengers, how...
Are you going to start talking about Celestials?
No, not even that. But doesn't Captain America end up with that dead version of Immortus in that, with the Apocalypse armor? I guess it's Celestial armor now, but...
What?
You know,
when did this happen?
Like...
Last week?
No, 3 issues ago. Well, he spoke to him last week, like a hologram or something.
I read a lot of books every week. I'm not remembering what you're talking about. Please elaborate.
Captain America's... See, I missed an issue.
You want to know what I remember from last week's Uncanny Avengers?
What?
The Apocalypse twins just hanging out and, like, doing nothing. That's pretty much the base of what I got. And the argument between Scarlet Witch and Rogue. That's all I remember.
Well, they brought back the Horsemen.
They didn't bring them back. They're new Horsemen.
True, which looked like Wolverine and...
Banshee
and... Oh, who was...
I can't remember who the other two are right now.
Yeah.
Because I thought Banshee was Archangel right off the bat, but it's not. Oh, Grim Reaper's one of them.
Yeah, I was pumped about that.
Wonder Man's brother.
I read the first appearance of Wonder Man yesterday, and I never knew that Walter Simmons, that's his name, right? He stole patents from Tony Stark.
I didn't know that.
Like, Tony Stark put out new things and pretty much made him bankrupt. He was in court for it.
Really?
Yeah, and then,
I have no idea.
And Baron Zemo brings him to his lair and turns him into Wonder Man.
What book is Baron Zemo in now? Was it Uncanny Avengers? No.
No.
I just read something. What was it? Last week.
I haven't run.
You're not on it?
I haven't ran into him, so. Maybe it's in Captain America.
Thunderbolt. No.
Thunderbolts is over, isn't it?
No. New writing team's coming on. I think it's Morbius, which made me mad because I just dropped that. And now that Baron Zemo is involved, I might want to re-pick it up. I think it was Morbius. The guy who was the original villain was in control by another villain who was named The Rose, which I've never ran into before. And I guess he's in control from Baron Zemo. The original Zemo, I guess.
Not Helmet Zemo. Isn't that his son?
I liked Helmet. Yeah, Helmet was the leader of the actual Thunderbolts. The original Thunderbolts.
Again, I never read Thunderbolts, so...
I'm working on the complete run. Alright, now we went vastly away from the Marvel reboot. Would you enjoy a Marvel reboot, or would you just think it would just be more number ones and more bullshit?
I say kind of do a flashpoint like they did in DC, but don't change the number and start with new number ones. I mean, we just did that 6 months ago or whatever.
But see, there's not that many different universes colliding. There's the Ultimate Universe, which kind of stays on its own, and then there's the 616 Universe, which
stays on its own. Yeah, but what's going on in New Avengers? Something bad has to happen at the end of all that.
But see, they're actually using continuity.
I saw that...
Reed Richards talks about going back and forth from his family in space to there.
That I enjoy.
So they're at least connecting it.
Yes.
And I'm glad they finally, most books finally, got around to putting Hawk as Spidey now.
Yeah. And even in Avengers, when Tony Stark's talking through just his suit, because he's out with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. But the last issue I just read of, I think it was the Wolverine title, the newest one. It was just called Wolverine. I think it was number 3. I think Nick Fury Jr. was on the title. And they actually said that this story took place months ago. So it was still Peter Parker, which was weird. What Spider-Man do you want?
I like Spider-Hawk. I think they should give him his at least 2 or 3 years run.
I wish it would just be him from now on, from here on out. I wouldn't mind seeing like a resurrected or just the mentality of Peter Parker come back in a villain or something. I mean, even though they already did that story arc, I could see if there was a good enough writer on it, I could read it. Other than that, I don't want Peter coming back as another Spider-Man. I don't want.
I think a Peter and Doc Ock Spider-Man team up would be awesome. Like,
but they'd never get together because.
But they'd have to because they'd have.
So it'd just be like an old team up book. It'd be like an old Spider-Man team up book when it was just Marvel team up when they were fighting and then out of nowhere somebody else crushes something and they're like, uh oh, we have to attack Stilt Man.
Yeah, that or like Tales of Suspense where there's like two different stories. Like, one's Peter's Spider-Man, one's. You know, don't get rid of Ock as Spider-Man. Keep him in Peter's body, and I don't know what you do with Peter, but, you know, let Spock have his own... Spock, that sounds weird. But, you know, let him have his own love interests and stuff like that, which would be weird. It'd be a change of character for him, but he's evolving past being just a crazy guy, you know?
Do you think they eventually have to make him develop his own look so he doesn't look so much like Peter anymore? Like, I know they already did, like, they slick back his hair and whatnot. And he wears, like, these older clothes. But do you think eventually they have to do something where he, like, gets a scar on his face or something just to differentiate him from the character itself so he doesn't look like Peter, although that's who he is?
Well, I mean, it depends if you bring Peter back looking like Peter, you know? I mean...
But what if he, like, wants to look like himself again? I could see that being a nice storyline, where he wants to look like himself again but still be... But, like, maybe a younger version of him. And he does, like, some aging process or something, or some metamorphosis, and he looks like himself again. I would read that for probably 14 issues, which is what they would write it, but I would read it for an issue or two.
It's pretty crazy that Superior Spider-Man's already at, like, issue 15 or something.
They're doing it really well, though. Dan Slott's killing it on Superior Spider-Man.
Still not a fan of the art, though.
I'm a fan of the art when it's, Stegman. When Ryan Stegman does the art, I'm a fan of it, but when Umberto Ramos does it. Some people swear by his work. I'm not a fan.
I don't see the appeal, but...
And now to something that I just talked about, Wolverine. Wolverine being in pretty much every book that Marvel puts out. What do you think about that?
Well, the fact that Age of Ultron had pretty much three different Wolverines in it, and one Wolverine killing another Wolverine, which I don't even understand how that works.
It feels like it should be a standstill.
I don't even know why it had to work. I mean... why couldn't one just go back to where he was? I mean, I get...
Time travel. The problem with Age of Ultron is that it's going to turn people off. People like you, who is not a fan of time travel right off the bat, is going to give them a bad taste in their mouth about time travel, and it's going to cause them not to enjoy time travel. I love time travel.
It has its moments, but like I like how Kang does time travel. I mean, he actually messes things up, and then he has to go back and try to fix.
But see, is he as much of a time traveler, or more of just a dimension hopper?
Well...
Because, like, is he a time traveler in the way that Cable was a time traveler? How? He pretty much doesn't jump around, he just did it once. Is he considered a time traveler, or is it just a one-time occurrence where he's kind of just here now?
Well, is Cable even still... Is that Cable and X-Force title still going?
Yeah. It's very good, too.
Really?
It's very good. I really enjoy it. Although I don't like his giant, weird claw, which, coincidentally, Cyborg Superman also has now. I mean, I do understand the progression that his arm had to be. It used to just be metal because of the T.O. virus, and now it's went more. But when I saw the T.O. virus in my head, I never saw it turning skinny and weird like that.
Well, I mean... I'm glad they're actually progressing that. I mean, he's had that his arm like that for...
But see, the T.O. virus has advanced in his body before, and it just got, like, really sharp and pointy. And it just kind of... It was. I mean, I guess it was 90s art, and I guess this is kind of adjusted for the modern times. But it was a lot different back then, and that's maybe what I'm basing my opinion on.
Again, I don't like Cable, so...
The new Cable is interesting. Like, the new Cable they're writing now with his... relationship with Hope and everything. It's very interesting. And it seems the past four issues of Cable and X-Force, the Uncanny Avengers have been in it. Because they just allow Remender to do whatever he wants on Uncanny Avengers, which is the continuation of his Uncanny X-Force run.
See, I think my whole view of Cable is polluted due to trying to read him in X-Force. Very early issues. And that Layfield art. It just... Ever since, I just get a bad taste when I see Cable.
If you read his original series, which I tried to get you to read a couple times, he rubs off on you some more. The thing that really sold Cable on me was Cable and Deadpool.
See, I could read that, but again, the only Cable and Deadpool issues I have are after he's dead. So,
it's still a good storyline.
Oh, yeah.
When he comes back as a baby, Deadpool's take care of baby Cable. I love that series.
Speaking of Deadpool, you like where that's going right now?
I don't mind the story itself. I just feel like it's a good, fun Deadpool book. It's back to what it used to be. Back when Way wrote it okay, before he started just writing whatever the hell he wanted, it was just, you'd get a Deadpool book, you wouldn't really be excited for it, but you'd get it, you'd read it, and it was fun. That's it. That's where I'm at right now. There's a few times where Brian Posehn really makes me laugh. Him and Jerry Duggan are doing a well enough job to keep it going. But I feel like it's not the Deadpool that I really want to see at this point. It's kind of recycled Deadpool.
Well, I don't think Deadpool did well with those very long arcs, you know.
I hated the President's arc. Hated it.
It went dry really fast. Like, after he was fighting Nixon in space, I think. Was that?
I don't know. Was the last issue when he fought Abraham Lincoln?
No, he fought George Washington, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Abraham Lincoln one is the last one that I remember actually enjoying. Because the cover had them in a boxing
ring.
Yeah.
I don't think I read that one.
You just read random issues now?
No.
Just pick up random issues of books?
Well, no, if I have work and...
Random issues of books it is.
Sometimes I miss an issue. It happens. My bad.
I just slam through everything I have and then not remember anything about all of them.
Well, I like to stare at the artwork sometimes.
I read about 40 books.
You're on 50, I'm on 30. There's
51. 51. I might be 52 because I might have to jump back on Morbius after I see what it's about. I don't understand why it's not... they're not going to talk about my subscriptions. But back to Wolverine. Me being a Wolverine guy who is on... Well, I don't want to call myself a Wolverine guy. But I am on all of his titles currently, which is Savage Wolverine, Wolverine Max, and the newest Wolverine... That's it. It's just called Wolverine. Savage Wolverine took a drastic turn after he left the Savage Land, which I actually enjoyed when he was on the Savage Land. Everybody hated it. The last issue, I think, was a Spider-Man team-up. I don't remember what happened, but I know I enjoyed it, and it's going a different way. the last Wolverine, well, the newest Wolverine book, which is just entitled Wolverine, the last issue wrapped up its current story arc, and I don't know what happened to that. It might be gone out of my pool shortly. And I'm really enjoying Wolverine Max. I think you would enjoy Wolverine Max, actually.
Really?
It's not the same old Wolverine. He's trying to get away from himself. He's trying to create new identities for himself. And it started off in Madripoor, and then he went to California. It was kind of dull in Madripoor. Then when he got to California, he had a dog, he had his own life, and then something happened. Like, always happens with Wolverine. And now he's heading to Vegas. So I like the traveling Wolverine, and I like how he has no help from all of his friends.
See, I think that'd be alright.
Is the Max universe a different universe?
I think.
Or is it just so they can swear in the books?
Only Max title I ever on was that Nick Fury Max, and I hated it. I got maybe 3 issues in and I dropped it.
I read Deadpool Max, but Deadpool can be in any universe because he breaks the fourth wall.
That's true.
So it doesn't really matter. And then I read some of Punisher Max, and the Punisher's the same way. He never really had anybody else in his books either.
I don't know if it's the same universe or not. That's something I have to look up.
I don't know, but I do feel like there's too much Wolverine. And I feel like this next month, after the month's over, I think it's next month, the Superior Spider-Man month, I'm going to be really Superior Spider-Man out.
Yeah, I guess they have the Superior Foes.
And I jumped on that, and I jumped on Superior Spider-Man Team-Up, which I hope doesn't have story arcs. I don't want story arcs in it. I just want it to be single-issue team-up stories.
Yeah, like the old Thing ones.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Well, Things were 2-in-1. Spider-Man was the original team-up, though. The Things were 2-in-1s. I think I only own, like, 3 of those.
I have, like, almost a whole run, and I don't know why.
I have a lot of team-ups. I have some early ones, too.
I have a whole run of the Thing, too. And I don't know why.
You actively sought out that Thing run.
Well, for the one issue that has the first appearance of Carol Danvers in it, and there's an issue with She-Hulk and Titana. Just the only reason I got the whole thing.
Titana only has, like, 10 appearances. What's her first appearance?
There's 2 Titanas. One of them's in Secret Wars, number 1. And I don't know when the...
I have, like, 2 issues of Secret Wars, and one is Battle Damage Doom, and the other is just a random... I think it's number 6. It might actually be Secret Wars 2.
I have the whole thing. I just haven't read it, and I don't know why. I should really get... I was thinking about reading that last night. I should.
I don't think I have anything I have that I really need to read. I mean, I have a lot of things that I need to read, but I don't have a lot of things that, like, I need to read to understand other things. Speaking of understanding things, I don't understand Dr. Fate. You wanted to talk about Dr. Fate, and I might as well be quiet on this, because I have no idea.
I don't know anything about Dr. Fate. I was hoping you knew something about Dr. Fate.
Why would I know anything about Dr. Fate?
I don't know. You...
I loved Earth 2 until the Dr. Fate story came around, which I think might be the same time... what's his name? Robinson? James Robinson, I think his name is. Started writing it, then he had that fallout with DC. Now that's over. But all the storylines that they built up in that book, they kind of said, you know what? We don't care about these anymore. Like, the whole, what's Green Lantern's name in Earth 2? Alan Scott?
I don't know. I never
read it.
It's
pretty much, it's Golden Age. What's Golden Age Green Lantern's name?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but...
Either way, that's what his name is. He was gay now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gay. He had a boyfriend who died. And now, the last issue actually got me excited for the next issue, because it said that his boyfriend who died, it was actually a hit put out on him by somebody. But there was, like, a 2-issue arc in between that was about Dr. Fate, and I just was not having it. I didn't like it. I don't know enough about regular Dr. Fate to know what they're changing or the differences between Dr. Fate and Earth 2 Dr. Fate.
See, I don't understand why DC needed an Earth 2 book. Like, I thought...
It's fun. It's a fun book.
I understand that, but I thought they were trying to get away from this whole multiple worlds
thing.
They
were. But Earth 2 is good. But where does World's Finest live?
World's Finest is from... Because I was on the run for 6 or 8 issues. It's Earth 2's Supergirl... and Huntress, which was Catwoman.
So,
and...
Power Girl.
Yeah, but when...
Because Power Girl's Earth 2 Supergirl, right? It's just an older Supergirl.
No, I think she's actually Supergirl in Earth 2, and when she comes to Earth 1, she changes herself to Power Girl.
Okay.
I think.
Because Power Girl actually recently appeared in the Supergirl solo series. and she wore a different weird costume, and then the next issue, I guess there was so much outcry that she didn't have her boob window.
Oh, yeah.
They brought the boob window back.
People really complained about that.
And Supergirl said, you're too old to wear that.
See, I don't understand why people complain wanted that, but yet they complain about Starfire's outfit all the time, you know?
What's up with Starfire's outfit?
I can't
see her in my head right now.
There's, like, nothing to it. It's...
She's an alien!
Yeah,
I don't even know if she has areolas. Do we honestly know if Starfire has areolas and or genitalia?
Well, I think she had sex with
Nightwing.
Yeah. So.
But that was Nightwing when he wore the weird 80s shoulder pads. You know what I'm talking about? The blue and silver. You know what I'm talking about? That costume. Can you say it?
Yeah.
I think I've read two issues of with it, but it was bad. It was horrendous. I do remember them being awkwardly close, though. And I think there was a doppelganger. I think it was actually a wedding issue of Teen Titans that I read.
Oh.
I don't know who got involved, but I know Beast Boy had a mullet. Why? Beast Boy can control what he looks like at all times. Why would he want a mullet?
It's the 90s, I mean.
I think it was the late 80s.
Even better. It's just that time period where comics don't look good. That's when Superman had a mullet.
Superman had a mullet for like 12 years.
And you love it.
Listen, I love any variation of Spider-Man.
You like Superman's mullet, but you don't like Beast Boy's.
No. He doesn't have the power to use it.
What?
He doesn't have the power to use his mullet.
You got a power to use a mullet.
Superman does.
Oh, God.
Any variation of Superman is phenomenal. Because it takes a special writer to write a good Superman story. Are there Superman stories that are bad? Yes. There are. There are many. But the fact that when you have this almost omnipotent being that you have to write, and you have to make it believable that he's in jeopardy and that that something is wrong, that he has these emotions, it's just phenomenal when you see it written well. And that's what really draws me to Superman. You developed a new love of Superman.
Yeah, I was watching Justice League, and this was before Man of Steel came out.
This is the, 90s?
It's 2001.
Wow, I was way off.
Yeah, it's 2001. And there's this arc where, because each episode's, it's usually like three or two episode arc.
So like comic.
Yeah. And Toy Master? He's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that one. Toy Man. Whatever, he makes this machine, and he's shooting at Wonder Woman and Batman, and Superman jumps in front of it, and he disappears. You know, everyone's all sad and everything, but it turns out he was transported to the future. And the only person left is Vandal Savage. Because Vandal Savage created a weapon that changed gravity. And it destroyed everything on Earth. So he works together with Vandal Savage to build a time machine. And he's fighting like all these big insect things. And he goes back in time. Because Lobo was trying to join the Justice League.
Oh, that's a good time.
It was interesting. I think he was voiced by the one brother on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Brad Garrett?
Whatever the tall one is.
Brad Garrett.
Yes. Yeah.
Superman was voiced by Brad
Garrett. No, Lobo.
I could see that. It's kind of raspy.
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote the Justice League thing?
No, I don't. But...
For some reason, I feel like Grant Morrison had a hand in that.
But it was a good story, and, like, I never really read a good Superman story. I mean, I guess I didn't read it, but...
You never tried to read a good Superman story.
That made me want to try. And
then we went to that shop that had this real sweaty guy. That looked like he had no shirt on and was just sweating all over books, who had bags full of change and gave you, what, 36 pennies?
39.
39 pennies.
39 pennies.
And you actually picked up a couple Superman books and you read them and you said they were good.
I read the one.
You read the one? Okay.
And I started reading the one, Man of Steel number 5 with Bizarro. Bizarro shows up.
I don't have a lot of Man of Steel. I'm working on the 87 solo series when it switched over. And the original numbering went to Adventures of Superman.
Well, you know I love John Byrne, so there's that.
Oh, do you mean the John Byrne Man of Steel? Or
yeah.
Do you mean the...
Yeah, the John Byrne one.
Like the miniseries?
Yeah, it was only 10 issues.
Yeah, so it's like a macro series. What's the difference? Because they called Age of Ultron a miniseries. Or is it just an event? They just called it an event.
It's an event. Which, I'm...
But, like, what's a macro series? Because I see, like, what are the books that do it now? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They have, like, a villain's macro series out.
Really?
How many issues is that?
I don't even know. Because I never ran
into that. That may not be right. I may be 100% bullshitting everything. I feel like I've heard something like about a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles macro series. What would equal macro series? At least 12 issues. But was Avengers vs. X-Men considered a miniseries?
Or
is that just another event?
Well, I think A plus X was...
A plus X is an ongoing.
Is it? Is it still going?
Yes.
Because I didn't drop it. I haven't gotten any in
years. Oh, it's still going, because when I searched my pull list a second ago, I was looking at it.
Huh.
I still want to get that Deodato variant for number that. One.
What's on that one?
What, the Deodato variant?
Yeah.
It's the big A and the big X are like stones and cables on one side. Got the
Americans together. Yeah. I remember.
And I've always loved Superman. And you've always loved a character that I absolutely hate.
Batman.
Well, let's say Bruce Wayne Batman. Current Bruce Wayne Batman. Because there's a new Earth 2 Batman that, when he showed up, I didn't hate him. So it's not like the image of the cow makes me hate something. It's just that it's Bruce Wayne. It's the always brooding and the always negative and the always just down. Why is he so negative?
Yeah, but
I understood his son died.
Yeah, but you gotta look at it different.
Before his son died. Yeah. His parents have been dead for how long? 30 years. Maybe not 30, but how old is Bruce Wayne in the New 52?
I have no idea.
Let's go 30. Let's just say 30.
He's got to be 40.
I don't see any weird stubble, so let's go 30. We'll go 35, just what the difference. If he's 35, his parents died when he was, what, 12? 13? Maybe younger?
I think.
So they've at least been dead for 20 years. Why is he still brooding?
But he's not. He's just...
He lives in Gotham. I get it. It's terrible. But why be negative all the time? Is it just the other side of the coin?
Yeah,
that Superman's always positive?
You're looking at it the wrong way. He's not... He kind of is the other side of the coin, but he's not always negative. I mean, look, he built a family, you know, and even if he doesn't seem like he cares about it, he does care about his Bat family.
See, I see a different side of him when I read Justice League, and he cares about the other people of the Justice League. I don't mind that. But every time I see him not in the Justice League or pop up another book, he's just hating everything, and he's always mad. Normally, I like mad people. They make me laugh. But for some reason, he's just so negative. It just, I don't want to, why would I want to read something that makes me feel sad every time I read it?
You need to read Nightfall. Because it really humanizes
it's gonna make me sad.
It does, but it really...
I'll just read the Batman when, what's his name, becomes Batman? Azrael.
Azrael. Well, no, that's just a mad guy with too much power.
I did read a few crossovers of, I think it was Superboy and Adventures of Superman that had him in it.
Probably wasn't good.
How did they not know it was him?
Like,
you see
he's
that
flying all these gadgets.
He looks like
stuff.
Iron Man. It's Iron Man Batman. How did they not be... Oh, what's Bruce doing in that shiny copper outfit? Maybe it wasn't copper. Either way, though.
You gotta watch the Justice League, because him and, like, Wonder Woman kind of get a relationship going. And that's a relationship I want to see in the comics. Wonder Woman and Batman.
No.
Yes.
I like Wonder Woman and Superman. Did you see the new team-up book that's coming out?
No, what is
it's
it?
It's a Wonder Woman-Superman team-up book. It's just based on them.
What's going on with Lois? Does she not exist? No.
In the New 52, they're not together.
And isn't there Laura Lane, too? Is she in the New 52?
You mean Lana Lang?
Lana Lang?
The one who grew up with in Smallville?
Yeah.
I'd imagine she's around. I don't think I've seen her recently. Maybe I have. I don't know, but no, he actually shows up. I'm pretty sure Lois Lane's married in the New 52. Or she at least has a very committed boyfriend, because Superman, Clark Kent, and... Wonder Woman, what's her secret identity?
Diana.
Yeah, they just went to...
I don't know her last name.
I don't either. They went to a party that Lois was holding. Together. And it ended up, Hector Hammond ended up doing something weird and he ruined it, but still. It was awkward, because I think he called Wonder Woman Lois at one point.
Whoa.
Like,
I'd read that.
Where's the book where... Superman has an identity crisis. Did that happen before? Because, like, he's Clark and he's Superman. He has to be these two totally different people. Where does he just freak out?
There's just those old, like, Lois Lane books with those crazy covers, like that one I sent you.
Yeah. I did read a book where he could only use his superpowers when he was dressed up like Clark Kent because he lost his confidence to be Superman. It was really weird. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't that old, but it obviously wasn't a new issue. But how do we get to Superman hating himself for me hating Batman.
I still don't. I mean, I understand your hate for Batman.
I think it's the current.
They try too hard to make it so
dark.
Like,
I feel like you can make it dark without him being a dark person.
I feel like that's comics, like, in general now. Like, sometimes, like, that's why I like FF. It's just, it's not overly heavy. I know you're bitter about it.
I like the story. I don't like the art.
But it, well, everyone loves All Red, though. Like, online.
Everybody,
everybody
has boners.
But, I mean, I just like
simple
stories.
I got Ecstatics in there for you. Giants has Ecstatics number one. Got
really?
It for you. Yeah. I pulled it, actually, it might be up there. I pulled it out.
I mean, I just like simple, like, they feel like Silver Age stories, you know? It's just, they're not.
Like I said, I like the stories. I love when Black Bull shows up. Speaking of which, Diodato is going to draw Black Bull in New Avengers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's going to be good.
But, what was I saying? Oh, I feel like his art, the All Red family, because it is all of them, it's basically him and his wife doing the art, the color is just too bland. They need some shading. I just need some shading. That's all I need. I feel like I'm reading a My Little Pony comic when I pick it up. That's how the coloring feels like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like
it's rudimentary. It's elementary. It's just, I feel like I'm a child, and I don't want to be treated like a child.
I can understand that.
It just, I need some shading. I need some shadows. Give me something.
But his lines are good. I mean,
I can't look past the colors.
They're very, like I said, they just feel Silver Age. I
would read FF in a Marvel Essentials if there were no colors. I mean, I don't think FF in Essentials is going to happen for a long time. If it ever happens.
I don't think they even do Essentials after
Silver Age?
Yeah. I mean, DC
They do
might.
Essentials of Iron Man.
The whole way up?
I think to, like, 200 at least. What is DC's equivalent?
Showcase, I think.
Showcase. Avoid those. I don't like things without color. Although I'm bitching about All Red's color, I don't like things without color.
I almost picked up a Green Lantern one for like $8.
Is it like vintage, old Green Lantern?
Yeah.
See, if there's books I'm never going to get my hands on.
Yeah, I can't afford those.
And I know it's hard to come across a trade of those old stories. I would probably try them.
Well, you can spend the $150 for the hardback, you know,
Super Edition.
Milestone Edition.
Did you see the new Wolverine Collected Edition?
No.
Called the Adamantium Collection. This book is like 3 feet tall. It comes in a slipcase. It's like 500 full-color pages. But honestly, no, it's probably about as big as your torso. It's a monster book. Where are you going to put this?
You just display it. It's not...
Like, I have some big coffee table books. But nothing even near that.
No shelf can contain an Adamantium
book. I think it has, like, the first... Like, his first appearance, obviously, and then just some solo, probably just him fighting Sabretooth the rest of the book. It's the same picture over and over again. I always like those stories, though, the Wolverine Sabretooth stories.
Don't think I ever read one.
The worst Wolverine story I've ever read, which people think is awesome, I think is his Weapon X storyline from Marvel Comics Presents. It went on for, like, 16 issues. And I hated every minute of it.
Did you ever read Wolverine Goes to Hell or whatever?
No.
I've heard things. I don't...
I've read a lot of Wolverine. I want to start working on his first volume.
Isn't...
It doesn't go up as high as I thought it did. It only goes up like 280.
That's still a lot of Wolverine.
It's a lot of Wolverine. And the first, what, 10, 15 are pretty... At least $10 a piece.
Yeah, then there's that,
that 4-issue miniseries. Isn't that Frank Miller?
I think.
Yeah, I'm not messing with that.
Those are like $30 a pop.
Yeah, I'm not messing with that unless I get a really good deal on them. I saw today, or I heard somewhere, that somebody's getting an entire Infinity Crisis run for $25.
Where?
No idea. Not Infinity Crisis. One where Supergirl dies and then the Flash dies.
Yeah, that's
Infinite Crisis?
That might just be Crisis.
Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's what it is. $25 for the whole thing. Where do I find this?
I don't know.
I want to read these.
I do.
Bullshit. I can't even get the trade for that much. What's next on this list here? Hickman's Avengers.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what's going on with that.
Do you consider Hickman's Avengers as his Avengers title and New Avengers? Because he's writing them both. Or do you just consider them separate titles?
I feel like at some point they're going to converge on each other.
I feel like they have to. But it's also the Illuminati, which they're not supposed to talk to anybody. That's kind of their role with each other. That's why Cap got his mind
blast. Yeah, I was going to say, I enjoyed that, but...
Speaking of which, how about Doctor Doom's panel in the last... Or not Doctor Doom's panel. Wasn't there a sick Doctor Strange panel in the latest New Avengers Deodato Drew?
Yeah, when...
Awesome.
They were asking where everyone was.
Yeah.
He was fighting demons or something. Oh, it was crazy.
Deodato, you glorious bastard.
Well, I didn't understand that whole Doom scene in that issue.
Like, you remember the last issue where he got a piece of the broken planet?
Yeah.
And they say that that's what you use to create, to destroy a planet, is a piece from an old broken planet. So he has it. I guess he brought them in to question them why they were there, because he saw them there, destroying the planet.
But does Doom know what he can do with that?
I don't think so. He doesn't even tell him he has it. He says he has somebody that they killed. Which he probably also does. I wouldn't put it past him. But, I mean, I think I saw somebody comment on it that dinner... It was Mike Deodato, actually. He twittered. He said dinner with Dr. Doom was one of his favorite things to draw ever.
I liked Stephen Strange, that there's stuff in his face.
Yeah. I mean, I like how they went to Dr. Doom as an equal, almost. Because he really hasn't done anything horrible in a while. He's just running his country. Does he do it by means that are not always approved? Yeah. But he's just running his country.
He does what he wants, you know?
And the fact that they were there, it was a big deal. I remember the last issue they said, we have to go to Latveria. And that was a big deal because, obviously, they will talk to him. But yeah, I mean, I guess it'll probably come back. And was that his son there with him? I know he has a son.
I want to say that's something that's from FF, the series before that. Like, the something that came out of that. Okay. I can't remember.
I thought he adopted a kid. That's who I thought that was the whole time. I may be wrong.
I need to read those issues. I have
them. I have, like, two of them. I may have read them. That one with Doctor Doom was white. Was his cape white and everything?
For a couple issues.
I think everybody was white in that one, didn't
they? Yeah, even Spider-Man.
Now you have the Black Avengers. What? The Black Avengers are coming.
Oh, yeah. That's just... No one in there is...
If you could make an Asian Avengers team.
An Asian Avengers team?
Yeah, can we get enough characters to make an Asian Avengers team? We have Shang-Chi, obviously.
Is he even still around?
Yeah, he was in an issue of Avengers a while back, remember? He just destroyed shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was young.
That was the one where they were...
They were secret agents. Yes. They went to, like, in a casino.
Yes.
All right, you have Shang-Chi. You have Sunfire. You have Thunderbolt's era Radioactive Man, because he was a good guy for a while. Who else is another Asian you can put in there? Who else is Asian?
I don't know.
Because that's three. You can't have a team of three. You need at least five. You can handle four, but you need five. Can we get the Mandarin to be a good guy?
Well, he's just a...
He's not an actor. We don't talk about that. That didn't happen.
It did happen.
Could we consider Fing Fang Foom an Asian guy?
I mean,
there is a run of Iron Man, I believe, that Fing Fang Foom is a guy, and he turns into Fing Fang Foom the dragon.
Well, then, let's go with it, because...
I'm glad the only Asians we have are mythological. You have a man who is the master of Kung Fu, that's obviously mythological. You have a guy who is Sunfire, a guy who is just full of radioactivity, and then two just dragons, pretty much. And one that just has a bunch of rings.
I'd read that better in this.
You'd read Asian Avengers
before
you read Black Avengers.
Yes.
You, sir, are racist.
I'm not racist. That has a good concept. I don't understand what they're trying to do with this.
What is the concept of Asian Avengers? Are they in class learning how to open their eyes?
Yeah, but maybe they're protecting
Who's racist now?
Japan.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Wow. Okay.
Well, there was a team that was from... Actually, I'm thinking of Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight's a Canadian, obviously. They were Canadian. Is there another team?
Aren't they all dead now?
No, Puck is an Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah, but I mean, in Avengers, everyone else died.
What do you mean?
Northstar?
Northstar's not dead.
What? Northstar doesn't... He's not a superhero anymore, is he?
I don't know. I know he's... I didn't read the issue where he got married. He's married now, remember? He had the big gay marriage?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Sasquatch? Where's he at?
In that issue is of Avengers.
What issues? This was way earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like when one of the weird things touched down in Canada.
Okay. Yeah, I think they are dead. Was Northstar there?
No. It was that girl, which I can't remember her name right now.
Snowbird? or the Guardian. Who was wearing the Guardian costume, the female or the male? Because I think it was her. She picked it up when her husband died. I don't know, who cares? Nobody cares enough about Alpha
Flight. Yeah, but anyway, I think they're all dead now.
Who else has their own team? There was a team, I remember, that was... I'm drawing a blank now. Who was... that was the... Like, the... The weird blob lady, Big Bertha or whatever. And then there was Doorman.
JLA.
Flatman.
No, Great Lake Avengers.
Great Lake Avengers.
There you go.
I mean, I guess GLA. that's not another country.
They were awesome.
There was somebody else I was just thinking about.
Doorman.
Doorman is a horrible superpower.
Doorman is a fantastic.
I mean, I guess you never have to worry about it. You never have to worry about going anywhere. There was just somebody on the tip of my tongue that I was thinking about of this another continent. Australia?
Well, there's Excalibur.
That's who I was thinking of. I was thinking of Captain Britain. Because that Avengers Assemble tie-in I read took place in Britain. Captain Britain was a big part of it. I think Kid Britain's dead now. His son. I'm pretty sure he died in Avengers Arena, which I wanted to drop last issue, number 10. But for 10 issues, I've hated that book.
You've been saying that for like...
I was giving it 10 issues. I was going to drop it after this issue, but this issue left me, and I wanted to know what happened next issue. It's like they watch my videos on YouTube, and they're like, this guy's going to drop this. We better not do that. But, yeah, I think he's dead. And then there was a couple more. There was a girl there who just was a really good soccer player who was considered a thing. And Captain Marvel was over there.
What Captain Marvel?
The female one, the one from the current series.
Oh, okay. Carol.
And there has to be more than that, though. Is Psylocke still considered British?
She has to be. She's Captain Britain's sister.
But was she, like... A next from the family or something? Because she has no type of accent. Nor does she act.
I don't know. I don't know how we can base an accent on written word.
You cannot tell me you cannot hear. Who has a thick accent? Gambit. You cannot tell me you don't hear.
He's written with that. Does Captain Britain have an accent? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't read enough.
I don't want to read enough to figure out his accent.
There's a whole, like, Captain Britain squad. Like,
I know. There's a whole... Core. I wouldn't mind reading... The original Captain Britain, like, quarterlies.
Yeah, those look awesome.
They're not that easy to get around here, though. Maybe I'll find a friend in England.
That's going to be pretty hard for you.
I don't have friends here. How am I going to have friends elsewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, back to Hickman's Avengers. I feel like, and it was the same way with anything he's written, he puts so many layers. He puts layer on top of layer on top of layer. And eventually, they do pay off. But sometimes the layers seem unnecessary. Do you think there's going to be a payoff, or do you think he's just going to pile this shit up, and then they're just going to end it? Or do you think he's going to pile this up, and they're going to be like, come on, Hickman, and he's going to accidentally speed through it?
I think he's earned enough respect that they're just going to do what he wants for however long
like
it takes.
Like Remender.
Yeah, but see, the difference is Remender's stories never have any good ending.
They didn't let him have an ending.
All the time, they never let him have an ending?
What else have you read by Remender that didn't have a good ending? I'm talking about his Uncanny X-Force run, where they gave him a dying book. They said, here, nobody's reading this. Take this.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, I think he...
Yeah, but I thought that was a fantastic ending, now that I think about it.
See, I thought the book itself was fantastic, but you could tell he had to rush to end it.
The way he writ Deadpool was...
It was how Deadpool should be written. That's the Deadpool I want. That's the Deadpool I want to see Jerry Duggan or Brian Posehn write. But knowing a comic is writing it, I'm not going to get the Deadpool who's highly skilled mercenary.
I mean, yeah, he was a mercenary. He was still kind of funny.
Yeah.
And
he was a dick.
He was kind of, like, he had a human side to him. You know, he wasn't just kill, kill, kill.
Yeah. And he wasn't an idiot.
Yeah.
Wade draws him like an idiot. In Thunderbolts, he's an idiot. He is. He's a moron. Just like his... It was fun for a while. When Wade did his Deadpool series, it was fun for a while. And then I actually enjoyed it a lot when he did that story where Deadpool could die. It's the serum with Wolverine and Dagon.
Yeah.
Is Dagon dead?
Yeah, I believe so. Because remember Wolverine was having that...
And he drowned him?
Dream. I don't know if he drowned him. I just...
Because didn't him and Wolverine fight in Uncanny X-Force?
Yeah, you're right.
And Dagon was going to try to kill Wolverine by drowning him, and didn't Dagon end up drowning? I don't know.
That sounds right.
I remember that dream, though. I do remember that dream, and what was that, Uncanny Avengers last issue?
Yeah.
That's when alternate dimension Nightcrawler teleported inside of the blob with a
shark. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was such a good series.
That's the thing that makes me laugh about Uncanny Avengers, is they built it up. Wasn't it their first book, Marvel Now book out? Was Uncanny Avengers the first one out?
I believe so.
And they built this team up to be, like, this superpower team. They're not even in the book anymore.
Yeah.
But they're in every other book. You see Uncanny Avengers in Cable and X-Force. You see Uncanny Avengers in All New X-Men. You see Uncanny Avengers in Uncanny X-Men. But they're not in the Uncanny Avengers book.
See, Uncanny Avengers, I feel like they need to start forming the team more, because them fighting amongst each other is just like beating a dead horse at this point. Like, I liked last issue where Captain America was pissed off at Wolverine for killing the child.
Yeah. No, he didn't kill Evan. He killed the child Archangel.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he didn't kill the child Archangel. He killed Archangel himself. It happened in Uncanny X-Force, which was awesome.
And I thought that was actually a legitimate, not just Rogue and Scarlet Witch fighting for, like, 8 issues now.
Was Uncanny Avengers, did Rogue and Scarlet Witch fight in that issue?
Yes.
Was Colossus in that issue?
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of, does Hope take other powers, too?
I don't know. I've never really run.
Because I was just reading something. It had to be Cable and X-Force, because Colossus isn't in anything else. And I don't see, no, because Rogue.
That's strange, by the way, why Colossus isn't anything else.
He's in Cable and X-Force, but and he's considered a criminal. Because he got involved with Cable and X-Force, so they're hunting him now. And him and Domino have a romance going on, which is awesome.
That sounds pretty awesome.
But, Rogue is there fighting somebody, because there was an awesome fight in there. You should probably read it. All Cable and X-Force's team versus the Uncanny Avengers. And, I think it's Domino who fights Rogue. And Domino says, whose powers do I have to deal with today? And she says something along the lines of, it's not right to fight somebody without powers, with powers. And then I think somebody cheap shot her, and she's like, alright, is that how we have to deal with it? And then she stole Colossus's power. So it was Rogue with Colossus's, like, metal. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was awesome. And then eventually, I mean, Cable just shuts all their brains down.
See, again, telepathy is a really...
But see, his is scattered because he's having these crazy brain images, and he can't use it all the time.
I understand, but like...
He has a new laser eye now.
Like, Martian Manhunter, like, where's his limit, you know?
I think his limit is the human mental capacity. At the human mental capacity, I think, is where his power stops. He can only do so much because the human brain can only do so much.
If he
pushes them farther, they're dead. And then he's not a hero anymore. So he has to make his own restrictions, I believe.
But is this Martian Manhunter a hero?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him.
Exactly. I mean, we don't know yet.
Is any of the JLA heroes? Green Arrow's shady as shit all the time.
I know, right?
Catwoman got her head shot.
Where's Black Canary? I want to see. I
thought she died. That might have been pre-New 52, though.
I want to see Green Arrow and Black Canary strike it up again.
Eh. I was never a fan. I only read like 3 issues with them together, but I was never a fan. The current Green Arrow series, which I was thinking about dropping, is actually very good, though. I just don't understand what's going on. I don't know anything about it. But it's very well done. The archery aspect is good. I should have dropped on Hawkeye. But then again, maybe Gambit wouldn't have made it as far as it did without the one guy who's reading it, me.
Well, Gambit's gone now, so jump on Hawkeye.
I'm already at 51 titles. I'll be down to 50 when Gambit gets canceled. Maybe I should just relax.
Something else is dropping.
Dial H is gone.
Well, there you go.
There's some other stuff going
Red,
on, too.
Red She-Hulk's gone.
I don't know if I'm not on Red She-Hulk.
And I'm depressed, so.
I don't know what else I'm on this ending. I know there's some things. Avengers Arena is going to end in my brain if it's not good next issue.
How is that still going? I thought it was just a miniseries.
No. It's an ongoing.
Jesus.
At the first 3 issues, they killed somebody each issue. And then it took 6 issues to kill somebody else. And then Arcade showed up, and now Arcade's not really in charge of it. It's this woman. I don't know.
Arcade has a woman?
I don't know.
This is blasphemy.
I missed something about his backstory, apparently, where he had a woman. I didn't even know he had backstory. There's also been an Arcade miniseries coming out for, like, 5 years called Arcade Death Game. No idea what it's doing. I see it on my pull list all the time there, and it just, the thing keeps getting pushed back.
Never gonna happen.
I'm alright with that. More money I have to spend. Speaking of miniseries I'm going to spend money on, you picking up Deadpool Kills Deadpool?
I saw that. I don't know.
If Lady Deadpool's in a book, I'm picking it up.
Lady Deadpool's in it?
Yeah. He's killing all variations of himself. He's going to kill Lady Deadpool, Dogpool, Headpool, all of them.
I'll buy it just for Headpool.
Certainly. I'm picking it up for Lady Deadpool. That Lady Deadpool one-shot I have is one of my favorite books of all time. I gotta hang out on the wall. I forgot I had that. She's just sitting on the couch. It's great. Great book. Actually, I don't know if the book's good. The cover's awesome. She's in Prelude to Deadpool Core, too. I guess, obviously, she's in Deadpool Core, which have those homage covers. Did you like the Beatles zombie homage cover for X-Men number one?
Yeah. I thought it was alright.
Did you see the Deadpool Nintendo homage variant?
No.
Super Mario. The Super Mario variant. It's like the first world in Super Mario Brothers, the first one. And it's like, it has the Deadpool where it was
saying Super Mario. You know, maybe I did see that. That sounds familiar.
It looks cool, but I think it was an incentive cover, and I'm not paying money.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
I always have the trouble that when I buy a variant cover, I also feel like I have to get the regular cover. Which I don't feel, I shouldn't do that. But I feel the need to, because it's a variant. It's not the cover, it's a variant.
I would too. I mean, the only variants I've done that.
I don't get many. I might have to shell out the $10 for that Deodato Thanos Rising number 4 cover.
That'd be worth it.
Deodato drawing anything is worth it. Although, the most of the time, his incentives are 1 out of 100, and they're $59.99.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Does he demand that much money? Have you ever watched his documentary on YouTube?
No, he's documentary on YouTube.
I think so. I think that's where I watched it. He just basically sits. His house is like a Playboy mansion. He just has women everywhere. He just sits there with like 5 women just drawing things.
Man,
not speaking a lick of English. Not speaking a lick of English. Alright, last thing on this list, I guess we can wrap this up, is Kang, which we kind of already touched on a little bit. I don't have anywhere else to go with it. I know nothing else to say. We talked a little bit before we made this about Ramatut is an older Kang, and Immortus is an older version of both of them. And then that's as far as we got. And then we started talking about the Council of Kangs, when Kang is going back, or Immortus is going back and killing multiple Kangs. And then they all end up being one Kang. I can't even talk about
See,
it.
See, I want to find out when... Because I just read these issues last night. I read Kang's first appearance. And then I read Immortus' first appearance, which is 2 issues later. And then
Ramatut was it first appeared before Kang?
Yeah, in Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, it was 1 year before. It was like, well, Fantastic Four... like 16 or something. It was early.
But when did they all become the same person? You know, I mean...
See, they're not the same person. But, like, you mean when was it actually starting to be written that they're the same person? I think it's just one of those things that just went that way.
I mean, it's...
What's another character who became multiple people? Like, that just got more convoluted the more it was written.
Trying to think. There's not really...
I mean, Kang is really one of
He's one of a kind.
Yeah, Nathaniel Richards was born in the calendar year 3000 of the alternate timeline Other Earth, a.k.a. Earth 6311. Bullied as a youth, his throat was slit... What's going on here? Bullied as a youth, his throat was slit by a bully, Morgan, and he was hospitalized for a year. Recovering, he studied science and his ancestors' history tapes of the heroic age of Earth 616, growing into a man of adventure in a time of complacency. When he was 25, he discovered his ancestors' fortress and time machine. Then he had encounters with alternate Earth Fantastic Fours, trying to thwart his future self. He constructed an immense sphinx-shaped spaceship. Wow, that's a mouthful. And traveled to Egypt circa 2950 BC, which you already touched on. The ship crashed, blinding him and stranding him there. He ended up working with somebody else to help fix his eyes. He had a struggle with Fantastic Four and Sabineur, who becomes Apocalypse. That's a crazy fight. When did that happen? The moon god Khonshu and Doctor Strange and the Avengers. He had a fight with Blacksmith and Cable, Space Lost Doctor Doom. He wanted to return to his native time, but temporal disruptions hurled him into Other Earth's 40th century. He conquered the entire world. That's pretty quick to happen, right? Not biography, that's it. We just got really right to the point. Where's Immortus come in? I saw it here a second ago. just such a weird whole entire character. Yeah, after Mantis was finally revealed as the Madonna when they were searching for that ultimate woman, I guess.
Yeah.
And Swordsman died instead. Kang and Rama Tut were pulled into limbo by Immortus, a potential future self of both men. So don't even say it's a future self. It might be their future self. It's just so ridiculous.
How do you even handle
Kang
that?
Needs a reboot. Marvel doesn't need a reboot. Kang needs a reboot. How do you add on to this? If you can do anything, I guess you can do anything. Then they had a Legion of the Unliving that the Avengers defeated. Then he made base in Tombstone, Arizona, circa 1873.
He's such a man.
Intending to use it as a stepping stone to conquer the modern age. Opposed by cowboy heroes, as well as time-traveling Avengers, Kang disintegrated when his force field shorted out in battle with Thor. God damn it. Then he had a cosmic cube? And he faced an Eskimo. This is the worst biography I've ever read.
Can you blame him, though?
Then he went back in time to try to reclaim Captain America when he was still on ice. He fought the Beyonder?
I could find out when that happened.
It says the legendary First Line in the 40th century. Participated in the hero versus villain war on the virtually omnipotent Beyonder's battle world.
That's Secret Wars.
Why would it not be called Secret Wars?
I'm going to do a home read.
Council of Kangs, Cross Time Kangs, these are things that are underlined. Time Bubble, Earth 8810, I've never even heard of that one. Infinity War, he joined Doctor Doom, what a team. After people in X-Men, I don't even know who these people are. He formed an alliance with the Kree Supreme Intelligence. Why would the Kree Supreme Intelligence need an ally?
Well, they do.
Warbird was a member of the Avengers? I thought she was a villain.
Is that... I thought... Doesn't, Miss Marvel change her name?
I don't know.
Warbird, I think.
And then he fights the Young Avengers. I don't know. Well, that's our character biography for this week.
That still makes no sense to me.
None! There's no... Aliases. Blue Man, Victor Timely, Blue Totem, Scarlet Centurion... Rama Tut, King of Kings, Master of Men. Oh, there's more. I clicked on something. King of Kings, Master of Men, Lord of the Seven Sons. Kang. Doesn't have Immortus as one of his aliases. And I can't click on known relatives either. Yeah, first appearance as Rama Tut, Fantastic Four, number 19. And as Kang in Avengers 8, number 8, 1964, which you have.
Yeah.
But this is Identity a Secret. Obviously. Unbelievable. Zarko the Tomorrow Man. Rival Time Lord. I've never even heard of Zarko the Tomorrow Man.
I'm going to have to seriously sit down and figure out.
On his power grid here on the Marvel Wiki, his speed is maximum. Is that because he can time travel? His strength is a 2 out of 7. Durability a 5 out of 7. Energy a 6 out of 7. Fighting a 3 out of 7. Intelligence a 4 out of 7? You're the master of time! How is your intelligence only a 4 out of 7?
Clearly that he messes up and has to have...
He does mess up a lot.
Future selves of him come try to fix things. I mean, he's clearly not thinking things through.
There's a difference between being intelligent and being an idiot. Actually, you can be intelligent and be an idiot.
Well, the issue I read with Immortus, he tricks the Avengers. He steals Rick Jones. And has been transported to the Tower of London.
Now, is this Rick Jones when he is Captain Marvel or not?
No. Okay. It's when he's just annoying.
He's Hulk's buddy.
He wants to be an Avenger. And Cap's having Bucky flashbacks and doesn't want to let him in.
Oh, Bucky. Did you see any of the pictures of the new Captain America movie with Bucky?
Yeah.
He looks pretty bad.
I wish he had his Domino mask, though.
What do you mean?
Like Robin mask, you know?
Oh, no. He has, like, a weird metal mask because he is the Winter Soldier.
It's going to be good.
Okay, now what we say.
But anyway, he sends great warriors from time to fight each Avenger. Like, Iron Man fights Merlin the Wizard. Giant Man fights Goliath. He turns himself into a slingshot. It's pretty awesome.
Wait, what's Goliath? The villain Goliath?
No, like David and Goliath.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay.
He captures Rick Jones with a tell of the Hun. I'm like, what's going on? This is crazy.
What is this?
The first appearance of Immortus.
Which is what?
Avengers.
Is it early?
10.
Okay. Too early for me. I don't have any of those.
But it's just fantastic. I don't know. I enjoyed it way too much.
And you hate time travel.
But I like Kang. I don't know.
I would like to investigate Kang.
I mean, he brings, like, whole armies from different points in time to fight for him. That's just badass.
He's a madman. That's without a doubt. I don't know. What are we on here? An hour and five minutes.
Yeah.
It's time to wrap us up.
Yep.
Got nothing. That was the biography we had for the week. That was what you learned. There's no way to end this without being awkward.
Well,
unless you just, just make noises and sound off. What else is there? Recommend a book for the week or something?
Sure.
What was your favorite book of the week?
Favorite book of last week was probably...
I didn't know I read last week.
Probably Uncanny Avengers.
Uncanny Avengers is your pick?
Yes.
What was my pick of the week? Oh, my pick of the week, Cable and X-Force.
Wow, look at that.
It was.
Both the books we talked about the most.
Yeah. Except for I didn't remember a goddamn thing from Uncanny Avengers.
You should read it again. It's good.
I probably should. I should probably read Age of Ultron again, because when we talked about that, I didn't remember anything about
that.
Let's
not
either.
Ever read that again.
I'm just going to hop on... Does Angela have her own title come out? I'm going to hop on that.
You should read her.
Pass. Before you even say it, pass.
It's like Spawn 10 or something.
I don't know. New Avengers was close to being my pick of the week, though. So, with that being said, this was a wrap up to number one, I guess. Hopefully another one coming soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. It'll make it awkward until you shut it off.
Alright. Alright, goodbye.